We're back at the Mullen Center where the Minutemen have built themselves a nice three-goal lead here, 3-0 over the University of Maine after 20 minutes of hockey. Brock Hines here joining you in our first intermission, and we're honored to be joined by Dr. Jonathan Fallon from the Cooley Dickinson Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Division. Doctor, appreciate you coming on and spend some time. We did a few years ago. Thanks for coming back on again.
Yeah, this is great. I love coming to these games. This is a lot of fun.
We're glad to have you on here. Talk about your role with UMass Athletics with us.
So I'm the team surgeon for for all of the UMass Athletics. So I take care of all the players, the swim team, the football team, the baseball team, softball. So we take care of all the athletes, and we've been doing that for about a decade now. Our group at Cooley Dickinson Ortho, we've been doing this for greater than 30 years now. So this has been a big part of our practice.
And it's, as you just said, it's been going on for a while. What makes it a good fit?
You know, we're the local hospital, the local group. We take care of everybody, you know, from, you know, A to Z. And this is a good fit for us, just taking care of these kids. And UMass is such a big part of this community, so it's fun to be part of that, too.
Yeah. All sports are different. Hockey, football, absolutely, basketball, baseball. But having said that, is there any one common or two common injuries that you see amongst the different student athletes?
Well, this time of year, we're seeing a lot of ACL injuries. Kids finishing up soccer and football season, starting up basketball season. Those are sort of high ACL injury sports. So we see a lot of that. And now with the ice and the snow, we're seeing a lot of breaks, ankle fractures, wrist fractures, that kind of thing. We see a lot of that from a sports medicine and trauma standpoint.
We're with Dr. Jonathan Fallon from the Cooley Dickinson Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Division. I ask about the student athletes. What about the hacks like myself and the weekend warriors, the listeners out there that are the great sports guys, whether they're playing men's league hockey, it could be something like me playing golf. What are some of the common injuries you see with us guys?
We see a lot of rotator cuff issues, shoulder issues. Shoulders just tend to break down and they're very finicky. So you see a lot of that, a lot of overuse injuries. You know, fortunately, we've seen such a need for this, and there's such an athletic, active population in this area that we've recently developed a sports performance and wellness center at our office. It's phenomenal. We have a strength and conditioning coach that will work with athletes from, you know, young kids from 10 and 11 up to, you know, people that just want to stay active and are recovering from joint replacements and all sorts of things. So it's a really cool new thing that we've been able to develop. And it's something that I encourage anybody that wants to stay fit and stay active to come down and check us out. It's a great service that they're providing.
That is an awesome new initiative. How about any other things that you've that's going on over at Cooley Dickinson?
Well, with the winter, you see a lot of people slipping and falling. And so because of that, to take care of people in a quick way, we've developed a fracture or an injury clinic. So instead of having to wait for 5 or 6 hours in the ER sitting next to somebody with the flu and coughing all over you, we have no appointment necessary. You injured yourself, you just come on right into the office, and we got somebody that'll see you right away, get you x-rays right there on spot. We'll get you started on the road to recovery right away.
So you've watched tonight's game. Joy, you told us coming to these hockey games, watching them, what's your impressions of the Minutemen? Looking pretty good here in the first quarter.
Oh, they're looking great. This is so much fun to watch, and especially with Cale coming back. You know, the Hobie Baker thing is such a great thing for the program. And just to have that sort of legacy with that, Jonathan Quick, and all of the great players that have been before. And then these kids have worked so hard, and they train so hard. It's fun to watch them have success. So it's been fun. My boys are younger. They love coming to these games. I have them here today. You know, we come, you know, a couple of times a month just because they're begging me. So it's a lot of fun.
Glad you come along. And I tell you, my experiences with Cooley Dickinson Hospital, too, is when I thankfully haven't been there, often enough, and I don't want to be. But I've been there, I want to say that everybody is ultra professional, treats you with dignity and the respect. And I'll tell you something, you don't get that everywhere. Your staff there and everybody that works with you are true professionals. And I, as one, truly appreciate it. And I know I'm not the only one that gets treated that way. So kudos to you folks.
And we're real lucky. We've got such a gem of a community hospital here. We've got such a great team over there through the OR, our office staff. You know, the administration's really working hard to just create a great environment to take care of people right at home where they ought to be taken care of.
Okay. Well, Dr. Fallon, we appreciate you coming on the air with us again. Come back soon and visit with us again and tell us about some new things going on over there. And enjoy the rest of the game.
Hey, go UMass.